I'm Jack Lessenberry. Nobody would ever hire me to give motor vehicle advice. The climax of my career as a car guy came long ago in then-communist Romania, where they made a dreadful little automobile called a Dacia. Romania was a hellhole back then, and I can't imagine that anyone, other than a corrupt high communist official, could buy one. I was taken to a showroom where, with portraits of Nicolae Ceausescu staring down from the walls, I did the Detroit thing. I kicked the tires and opened and slammed the door, which then somehow became unhinged. For a moment, I thought I might have found the truly unique way of ending up in the gulag. I didn't, but that was the end of my career as a car critic. But I do follow the industry, and I did something that went against the trend earlier this year. I bought a new car. I didn't do this to impress the guys down at the drag strip or make a statement. I did so because I drive a lot, and I needed one. But automotive sales have slipped slightly overall since the first of the year. Sales of conventional cars are way down, truck and SUV sales are soaring. I'm not sure what I bought. I was told it was a small SUV, though the registration says it's a station wagon. I don't know whether it's really a foreign or domestic car either. It was made in Ohio by American labor for a company headquartered overseas. What I do know is that the automotive industry is still critically important to our economy. I talked this week with my favorite industry analyst, Christian Dicek, the director of the Industry, Labor, and Economics Group at Ann Arbor's Center for Automotive Research. Carr is non-profit and non-political, and wanted to tell me whether President Trump's policies could bring automotive jobs back from Mexico. The answer is no. She didn't see how that could work. Even if we were to get all those jobs back, it would mean building highly expensive new plants, which would mean that when sales weren't booming, the auto dealers would have to face highly expensive overcapacity, a factor in the 2009 industry crash. Besides, new auto factories today aren't anything Walter Reuther would recognize. They're filled with highly complex presses and robotics that take considerable training to run, and, as Dicek noted, the industry complains it already has a talent problem. She also told me a suggested border adjustment tax on imported vehicles could be potentially bad for the industry. Some in Congress have been proposing this as a way to offset tax revenue losses from the huge corporate tax cuts the president's proposing. But she told me they could add an average of almost $2,000 to the price of a car and shake up the market as well. What worries her most, however, is something totally non-political. More than three-quarters of all master tool and die makers are nearing retirement age, training new ones can take 10 years, and few replacements are in sight. Somehow, the industry has to attract young workers to the skilled trades soon. Or we could plan on importing what are now vastly improved Romanian Dacias in years to come.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's news analyst.